Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This kicks off the call-in hour of The Tara Show. It is every Friday, 9 to 10, 800-905-0989. I'll be taking your calls after I talk to Joey Hudson, who is live right now. Out at Lead Upstate. Tell us about it, Joey.
Tara, we are wrapping things up here at the Greenville Downtown Airport. Today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and since 6 a.m. this morning, we have had a line of cars, and the last ones are coming through. Police officers from Greenville County Sheriff's Office, Greenville City Police, Fountain Inn, Traverse Rest, Malden, Simpsonville, all around coming through as we say thank you for what you do every day. And we've served them breakfast and lots of prizes, T-shirts, and gift certificates for them to take their family to restaurants. And all of this made possible there because of local businesses and contributions. And there's also, I've noticed a trend as well, Tara. There's a lot of people who've driven through this morning who love the Tara Show. They've been listening to Tara. In fact, a state trooper just came through and said, I heard you and Tara earlier. Please give Tara a hug. So I'm sending you a virtual hug from a state trooper. They love the Tara Show.
That's awesome, Joey. Thanks. That's fantastic. It's also fantastic what you're doing out there. I know you're on the board and you guys work hard all year to send on this one day, this one very important message. Because, you know, it'd be easy for our deputies and our troopers and our police officers to kind of be beaten down, to kind of feel really unappreciated given some of the rhetoric on the left and some of what we've seen in this country and the increase in the murders of police officers that we have seen, especially ambush style. And I think some of that's driven by the left wing rhetoric. So this is the day we say thank you so much. And I love that you do that.
Well, it's a pleasure to be out here, and it's just I love talking with the officers as they come through, and it is tough out there. Quite often, I can see how it'd be so easy for them not to feel appreciated when you have areas around the country wanting to defund the police. Of course, we don't have that here in the Upstate. We're very blessed for that, but still, they face the same dangers that the three officers who were killed this week in York, Pennsylvania, serving a warrant for a domestic situation. And so we just have to show them that that we appreciate them doing things that keep you and me safe, Tara. And of course, we're wrapping up down here at the airport, but that doesn't mean we can't continue throughout the day. And every day should be Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So if you see a police officer out today, buy them lunch, buy them a cup of coffee, or at least just say thank you for what you do.
And Joey, I know for you and for the folks in your group, this is the end of the year. And next week, you will start again planning next year's. And you need volunteers and you need people and businesses also to donate to honor these officers. Tell folks where they can find you and get involved.
That's right. We start next week planning for Law Enforcement Appreciation Day 2026. Go to leadupstate.com. That's LEAD, leadupstate.com, and check out the site. You can fill out a form online. You can email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com. But if you'd like to be involved, if your business would like to be a sponsor next year, or if you'd just like to volunteer, everyone is welcome. So let me encourage you to do so.
Our own Joey Hudson out there, and I wish I could be with you. I'm here, but I wish I could be with you. And I want to thank all the officers and troopers and sheriff's deputies who are online personally. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know I'm speaking, Joey, for everybody, as you are too, out there in our W Already Listening audience. We so appreciate what you do for us every day.
For sure. They put their lives on the line literally every day. And so we appreciate you. And Tara, appreciate you checking in with me throughout the morning. And like I said, doesn't have to end here. You know, we can always let these officers know that we appreciate them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Joey. And again, you could do that at leadupstate.com. Help Joey Hudson and the crew over there do this wonderful day again next year. Okay. As promised, it is the call-in section of the Tara Show. If this is popular and sounds good, I'm going to start doing it daily from 9 to 10. Kind of toying with that. Let's see. Let's jump on the line first with Shannon in Shelby on the real meaning of fascism. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. If I could give you a hug, I would too. And I would love to shake every officer's hand that's out there putting their lives on the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I wanted to mention something here that's really been bothering me for a long time. When President Trump was elected, Obama got on TV and gave a speech. And in his speech, he said it twice. He said, "We've got to reach the kids."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, look what they've done in all these years to the kids. They have been brainwashing them that we are Nazis, that we're Stalinist, we're communist, we're socialist. And they're all just using that playbook to do what they want to do. They're lying and they're brainwashing all these youth and got people just so stirred up and just so mad and angry and just they just want to fight and kill. It's just heartbreaking what they did to Charlie. And it's just got me infuriated. We need to have some kind of program throughout this country in their education system where every school has to teach what Stalinism is and how they became in power and Nazism and socialism, how they do and what the results are. We need to have a national program to reach all these kids. They've got to learn. They don't even know what they're saying when they say Nazi and socialist. They don't even know what the words mean.
You know, Shannon, there's a program that is actually law in Florida. They passed it. And I can tell you this. My kids went through Greenville schools in person all the way through, the sixth grade, never learned about any of it. It's not there, not even in a red state. We need a law like that here. And I know you're from Shelby, North Carolina. North Carolina needs one, too.
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. This country is just being torn apart by all these lies and just accusations. And they just throw them out there and everybody just parrots the words. It's just got to stop. We've got to put a stop to this.
And Shannon, thank you so much for your phone call. That's why I talk about specifically, if you listen to this show, I am obsessed with how these regimes came to power, because I believe that we are in the run-up to that, whether I talk about the Russian Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, or the Chinese Communist Revolution, the parallels today. And I do it every single day. And I especially like to do it when I know kids are in the car. Shannon, thank you so much for your call. On the other hand, he just talked about Barack Obama saying we've got to reach the kids. I just want to point out one thing to you. This is a positive, Shannon. Charlie Kirk, prayer vigil in Deep Blue, Colorado. So much interest in this, they had to move it to a stadium. 10,000 showed up in Deep Blue, Colorado. Folks, the reverberations of this is just It's just getting started. Louise is on the line from Tryon on Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, speaking of Charlie Kirk, well, thank you for taking calls, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Tara. Your program's wonderful.
Thank you.
I hope it gets nationwide. But anyway, the other thing, Charlie Kirk, this memorial they're having in Phoenix, of course, it's a bad time because everybody's going to be watching football or NASCAR. But that's neither here nor there because I know we're not watching anything but Charlie Kirk. And the thing is, the only place that I see that you can view it is on this platform called Rumble, which I am part. I've signed up for Rumble on his Charlie Kirk website, you know, Charlie Kirk platform. Now, is that what you've heard, or do you know of anything else? Do you know of anywhere else where people can view Charlie Kirk's memorial? And that's wonderful about Colorado, by the way. That's wonderful.
It is. And you know what? I'm sure it'll be all over the place, Louise. That's a good point. I'll keep my eye on it. And want to thank you very much for your phone call. Rumble's definitely not a small platform. I've got 6,000 followers there myself. So, and that's just a small account. There's huge accounts there. So I know that it'll get a lot of attention. But I'm sure that they will take it live on Fox News. It's going to be everywhere. And you know what's going to be telling? Who doesn't carry it? That's what's going to be telling. Meanwhile, folks, just small victories that show that the culture is shifting. Leftist streamer Destiny was actually demonetized on YouTube after calling for more political violence against conservatives. I never thought I'd see a leftist demonetized on YouTube. I've never heard of such a thing, ever. I mean, I'm on my personal third YouTube account. I never called for violence against anyone. I just said true things. This doesn't happen to them. Until now. And yes, if you call for violence, I don't care if you're on the right or the left, that is inciting violence. That is illegal. And yes, you should lose your account. Now, she didn't lose her account. That'd be a step too far. That's for people like me and other deplorables, but she was demonetized. Wow. I see the shift every day, folks. For the first time in my lifetime, we're not shut out of the culture. We're on the cultural battlefield. And we are, for the first time, not shut out. We are an actual part of the culture of this country. And it is changing everything every day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.